This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Donor nations today pledged just over $1 billion to help Haiti's new government. Secretary of State Colin Powell urged the international community to get the aid flowing quickly to one of the world's poorest nations. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, aid groups hope the commitment to Haiti will last longer than it did a decade ago.
World Bank staffers were buzzing with optimism as the pledges for Haiti rolled in today, the second and final day of a donors conference. Haiti's interim finance minister, Henri Bazin, said he leaves with the financial backing and the trust of the international community.
We can't afford to fail. You know, if they trust us to the extent of giving us all that help, then we must also deserve that help. And the only way we can deserve it is to spend the money, but spend it well.
The former economics professor came to Washington with a two-year plan to emerge from the latest political crisis. He says the $1.3 billion program tackles the country's most pressing needs.
Infrastructure, electricity, education, of course. You know, right now there are 500,000 kids that aren't going to school. So we want to send them to school for them to learn something, you know, and not just be vagrant and idle or whatever, do all kinds of bad things also. We need to give them a future. That's what it's all about.
The UN Children's Fund warns that most young people also don't have access to basic health services or even drinking water. And Haiti has the highest rate of HIV/AIDS infections in the Western Hemisphere. Secretary of State Colin Powell told the audience at the World Bank today that the U.S. would provide $19 million to help fight the disease. Overall, he said, U.S. aid to Haiti for this fiscal year and the next should add up to about $230 million, mainly aimed at helping Haiti prepare for elections and reform the economy.
We will support a jobs program to spur economic activity and repair neglected infrastructure. And we will help the Haitian National Police become apolitical, an apolitical professional corps dedicated to protecting the rights of all citizens and upholding the rule of law throughout the country.
The U.S. tried but failed to do this in the past. Powell blamed bad governance for Haiti's problems, taking a swing at the ousted president, Jean-Bertrand Aristide, who left Haiti in late February. Aristide's supporters say the international community shares the blame because it cut off aid to his government, making it impossible to provide basic services. Julia Taft, a former Clinton administration official who now works with the United Nations Development Fund, said the divisive debate over Aristide had little impact on the donors' conference at the World Bank. She says Haiti's interim leaders made sure of that.
The transitional government is in place. They have all committed that they are not going to run for office again. They are there to really steer this forward. So it is a new day.
Though the UN Development Program says Haiti is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere with a life expectancy of just 53 years, Taft remains hopeful that Haitians can tackle the root causes of poverty.
It is huge, but you know, it's not insurmountable. As long as one doesn't expect that things are going to change overnight and be magical. I mean, one of the things that we learned the last time was that the donors were there for a couple of years and then they said, well, we're not with you any longer, or we have problems. And so I think everybody's trying to figure out how do we make sure that there's a longer horizon.
And figure out how to provide security in a country with a long history of political violence. U.S. Marines are now gone, with a smaller-than-promised U.N. force in its place. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.